This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
To the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Oh, singles, how are you doing? This is Erin Tillman, the Dating Advice Girl. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. How's everyone doing? I'm having a little bit of a, schedule hangover, let's say. For those of you who did watch my appearance on the Lifetime show Big Women, Big Love, it was awesome. It was really fun. I had a really great viewing party with a lot of friends and colleagues and stuff. For those of you who did come to the viewing party in Los Angeles, thanks so much for coming. It was so much fun and just really cool to have support. It was really nice. I'm always humbled by that kind of thing because I'm just kind of doing my thing and like working on stuff and, you know, hopefully helping single people and stuff. And then when there is something that happens like that and people show their support, I'm just always like, oh, that's really nice. Like, people are paying attention. That's really cool. You know, this is not for nothing. Not that it isn't, but you know what I mean. It's just always nice. So thanks to everyone who came to the show. Thanks for everyone, all of you out there who watched the show. Thanks for watching. Like, I hope it was fun. I had actually forgotten all of that we had shot. So watching it again on a big screen was like, oh my gosh, that's right. That totally happened or whatever. Yay. So before we, I'll just do some business first. So for those of you who don't know, my website is thedatingadvicegirl.com. Check me out. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. I'm on a whole bunch of fabulous social media sites. Go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com, and you'll find all the links there. But also, just if you want to tweet me, just tweet me at datingadvicegrl. There you go. So I'll give you that one for free. No, I'm kidding. But so it's been a really great week or so. And more fun things coming up. Actually, on my show today are two fabulous ladies that I'm actually doing a book signing with in Valencia next Saturday the 31st, which is going to be so much fun. And one's in the studio and one's going to call in to the show a little bit later. So without further ado, and if you know the show, you know she's been on it before, and she's sassy, and she's fun, and so why wouldn't I have her back? I mean, it's a no-brainer. Oh my gosh, Rain Parvis, welcome back.
Oh my gosh, that's the first time I actually heard that out loud, I think.
Parvis! Yes. Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Okay, so Rain is recently married. She's a newlywed. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
I mean, I was there. I don't know why. But for the purpose of the radio, congratulations.
Thank you.
But I was there in person to congratulate her and her lovely husband. How is married life, actually? You know,
awesome.
This is a show about single people, but tell us.
It's really awesome. I'm really looking forward to only having one penis for the rest of my life. Because as we all know, going out there and searching for dates and whatever might have you gets very tiring. So I love it. I love my husband. I couldn't be happier.
Oh, that's so sweet. And you know what? I feel like that's a statement that hasn't been uttered much just in the world. I'm happy to have one penis for the rest of my life. But that's amazing!
Yes.
I mean, I think that's really sweet to say that, actually. I mean, isn't that funny that that's really... I use the word sweet to say that's a really sweet thing to say, but it actually is. I mean, he's a lucky man. Good for him.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very nice, and congratulations. So, Rain has been, like, just freaking amazing in the last couple weeks. She's been organizing this book signing that me and August is the other fabulous lady that we'll introduce in a little bit. But Rain has organized a book signing for the three of us. So it's a three-lady book signing, which is so fun. Because you know what? Honestly, like, I've done a book signing on my own when my book came out a couple of years ago. And it's a little, like, intimidating in some ways because it's literally just you. And people are listening to you and it's your thing. But, like, three people, it's like you're there in solidarity. It's really great.
Yes, it's a menage a trois book signing. I'm really looking forward to this three-way. It's going to be a great party.
I love, she gets really close to the mic to make sure you heard all of those innuendos, you guys. Okay? This is why we love her. This is why we love Rain Parvis. Parvis. Yay. Just so you know, your maiden name, Rain.
Hagstrom.
Hagstrom. Just in case you were like, wait, I know a Rain from the show. Yes, it's the same Rain. There's only one. The one and only. Okay. So Rain, do you want to... So basically, the book signing that you organized is at a bookstore in Valencia. I forget the name of the bookstore. Do you remember?
It's called The Open Book, and you're going to be there next Saturday, right?
I'm going to be there.
Okay, good.
I'm confirming right now on the air.
Okay, good.
I'm going to be there. And you guys, I'm going to put all the information on my website, on the page where the show is going to be as well, so you can get all the information about the bookstore, about our books and our websites and everything.
And here's something that's really cool. We're actually going to do a giveaway at the bookstore for a spa rejuvenation facial and some
Woo-hoo!
Single party tickets from VIP Social Events.
Which, who we love, we both are very close with and have for a couple years now, I guess.
That's how we met. Hello.
I know, right?
We can't leave them out.
We can't. I mean, they're great. They run single events in the LA area and beyond, and they've been very nice to us. And yeah, that's how Rain and I met. You know,
yes.
I just can't believe it's been a couple of years. That's ridiculous.
I know, time flies when you're having fun.
But
giveaway there, and we're also going to do an online giveaway. And we've all been so busy, so check our websites really soon because we've been a little bit behind.
We're busy girls. We have a lot going on. Having said that, we will have all the info, like Rain said. So just check out our websites, and like I said, I'll put a rundown of it on my website as well, thedatingadvicegirl.com. So, what the heck are we going to be promoting at this book signing? Our books, of course. So, you know, you're my guest, Rain.
Uh-huh.
You go first. So tell everybody, first of all, let's just go ahead and say Rain is a fashion stylist extraordinaire. She's in a lot of things in the fashion world. But also, like I said, like we both said, I met her through VIP Social Events, which is a singles events company in Los Angeles. So she's done some things in the singles events world as well. And so she's done an amazing thing. She's amazingly meshed the two worlds together. And she has a book that's amazing and very helpful for single people. If I do say so myself, I think it's great. So tell everyone more about your book and, you know, what you do.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I actually started my personal styling business geared towards singles looking for love. I myself, at the time, was a single looking for love. I was on online dating sites. I was part of matchmaking companies that were setting me up in all these dates. And every time that I would go meet a gentleman, I was just blown away by his fashion because he had not changed it for 5 years.
Oh, boy.
So it was just kind of things like that. And then also my girlfriends, sexy at 20 is different than sexy at 25.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
And sexy at 30 and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my girlfriends at the time when I started this were 30, but they were still dressing like they were 20 with their vagina hanging out, which,
oh,
hello.
My God, it's so true. I just saw something like that the other day, and I was like,
Well, you're like, please put your vagina back in the dress.
Yeah, it just really hurt. It seriously hurt my heart to be like,
yes.
And no one's going to tell her. Everyone's just going to look and make fun. No one's going to say anything. Anyway, go on.
Oh. Right. So, and there you go, because sexy, what, you know, people say it is. It's not just a tight, sexy dress that shows your legs and your cleavage. Sexy is a different body type for different types, different mm-hmm. style personalities.
Yes.
And so that's what Ultimate Guide to Style from Drab to Fab is about.
It's
how to dress for your job, age, dates, and overall lifestyle.
Okay, that's amazing. Because honestly, I mean, we all kind of wing it. We might look at fashion magazines. Guys, dare I say, a lot of them are kind of clueless. Maybe they have a girl in their life or a sister or someone who helps them with their fashion, but in general, I don't think they know. Where did they learn? They learned from reading Rain's book. And then really, I mean, Rain, it's so funny because without naming names and stuff, she had a client recently that I had worked with on a project, and it was just so funny because I'm like, oh my God, these worlds. But, you know, this woman was like, you know, looking to update her wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Was she going on a date? Was it something like that?
She was part of a matchmaking agency.
Oh my God. So there you go. She was, you know, there
yes,
you go.
I am the go-to stylist for Los Angeles matchmaking agencies.
There you go. She's on Yelp, too. What's your name on Yelp?
Style by Rain.
So Style by Rain, that's your website, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her website is stylebyrain, RAYNE.com. So check her out. And again, she's really good. She has some really good reviews on Yelp as well. So yay, Rain. I love it. So this is great. So Rain, again, organized this book signing. We've been collaborating in two just because she does a lot for single people. But I dabbled in the wardrobe world as well when I first moved to L.A. And it really is a thing. I mean,
that's right. We both worked at Macy's.
Oh, my God. That's right. I didn't in L.A. That was like college internship times. But you're right. I can't believe you remember that. It's crazy.
Yes.
But I mean, really, it's like when you show up on a date, you guys and girls, because she's right. It's not just a guy thing. It's girls, too. When you show up on a date, that's your first impression. It's so important. And like Rain said before that, it's so important that you make an impression even on your online dating profile. Like,
yes.
So often, some of the pictures that people post, it's like, they're so outdated. And just, again, like she was saying, in terms of style and the way people are dressing, like, look and see, like, pay attention to what pictures you're posting of yourself, because that's your business card. Like, that is someone's introduction to you. So online pictures, the way you dress and your style is important, but also, please, oh, for the love of God, your first date outfit and the style you're presenting on the first date is so important, because that's what's going to get you a second date potentially or not. There you go.
Yes, and I always use my husband as an example, because before he was my husband, he was my client.
Yay!
And we played poker in a poker home game, and he sat next to me for 6 years, but I never looked at him as a potential mate because he had a comb over and he just didn't really wear pleats. He didn't put much into his persona, and
yeah.
There I was, so I just wasn't attracted to him until he hired me and I gave him a makeover. And I peeked at him in the dressing room. I was like, hey, he's kind of cute under all that stuff.
No, totally, right? I mean, so yes, I mean, everyone needs a little help sometimes. Rain is here to help, and she's really great at what she does, so check her out. Okay, so our second guest, I'm going to get her on. She's calling in. I'm going to get her on the phone in just a second. But for those of you who don't know about my book is The Dating Guidebook, Tips for Living a Happy and Healthy Single Life Without Losing Yourself in the Dating Process. Because so often we do tend to lose ourselves when we're in the process of dating people. And, you know, we have all these standards, which you should have. But sometimes it's like we get so caught up in, you know, this ideal person on paper that we lose ourselves, and then we're like, wait, is this actually what I want, or is this just what society says I should want, or what my parents say I should want or marry and all that stuff. So my book is, again, The Dating Guidebook. It's a great how-to manual for single people. Maybe you're new to the dating scene. Maybe you're just trying to figure out the whole online dating app world, all of that stuff. It's really great for that. The website is thedatingguidebook.com, but also, of course, it's on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. And again, for those of you who are new to the show, how did I get started in this? The quick version of this is that I basically about seven years ago, I've just always been a happily single girl. You know, I've had relationships long-term and short-term. I'm friends with most of my exes, like, let's say 98%. There's always that 2%. You just can't, you know, whatever, make work. But you know, I really have always had a healthy relationship with dating. It's just, for me, it's just fun. It's like you're going out there, you're meeting new people. Why do people take it so seriously and make it this, like, horrible, like, you know, like, just, like, painful experience, where for me it's like, okay, I'm going out with someone fun, I'm doing something fun, I'm meeting someone, I'm bantering, you know, maybe we're doing a friends date where it's like our friends and their friends, like, it seems like kind of like it should be a pleasurable experience, yet so many of us make it this hard, terrible, thing that we avoid. And so I basically have made it my goal as the dating advice girl to help make that experience more fun, more positive, and basically to help you find what works for you in your dating and relationship objectives. Because there's not a dating relationship or a relationship that's one size fits all. And I don't know why in society we have to make it so, but it's like, what? This person's relationship doesn't look like this, or it's not cookie cutter like everyone else. It's ridiculous. Everyone's relationship is different. So my goal and what I do is try to help single people find exactly what's going to work for them, help them find other people who might be aligned with those things, and have fun from there. That's what I do in a nutshell. And it's so funny, Rain, as we were talking about this earlier, I don't think I've actually said that on my show. And this is episode 102, I think. Like, how have I not said what, like, the objective of this radio show is? Anyway, that's the objective of the whole thing. So, there you go. So, we are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk to August McLaughlin, who is our third participant in our fabulous, fabulous book signing that's happening January 31st in Valencia at, what is it, Open?
The Open Book.
At the Open Book, dang it. The Open Book in Valencia next Saturday, the 31st. We're going to talk to August McLaughlin, who's the third participant. We'll be back in just a sec. Stay with us.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, we are back. We are so back. By the way, that song is like a throwback to like childhood and such. It's Cameo. And the name of the song is Single Life. And the guy's singing, I'm living the single life. So anyway, I just thought that was a fun song. Anyway, and it's very, I feel like a lot of songs right now kind of sound like this, right?
I was actually wondering where you got that from.
Yeah, this is called, my parents liked this group and I remember them and I was like, ooh, 80s flashback. Okay, yay. So, okay, we're back to the show, you guys. I am going to, without further ado, let's introduce our second guest on the show, the third participant in our amazing book signing that's happening next Saturday the 31st at the Open Book. I remembered. Yay. At the Open Book. What are you going to say? Say it.
Two thumbs up to Aaron remembering.
Yay. I have a terrible memory, but I remembered. Okay, so we basically, our third participant to the book signing is August McLaughlin. She's amazing. And here she is calling in from somewhere in Los Angeles into the studio. August, how are you?
Hi, girl. I am very well. I'm so excited to be talking to you both.
I know. I'm so glad. It's so funny. I was just saying to August over the commercial break that I think we have some mutual friends and colleagues in common. But again, like Los Angeles is sometimes, like we haven't met in person before, which is ridiculous and random. But we're meeting now, and yay, we're going to be at the signing on the 31st. So yay.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So, okay, August, you're part of the book signing as well. So tell us about your book that you're going to be talking about at the signing.
So I'm kind of like the sore thumb in this group because my book is not about dating or relationships, although it does involve them. It's a psychological thriller, so it's really creepy. It's called In Her Shadow. Yeah, and it's loosely based on my personal experience with anorexia, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I started out writing a memoir, and then I just realized that I wanted to do something different. So it is.
That's a very brave move for you. Good for you. That's really brave. And I mean, it sounds, yeah, that's great.
Oh, thank you. It was a fun way to do something with that experience, you know, and you can't really write like a romantic comedy about anorexia. It's like this really horrifying disease. So, but I do know of a great way to tie this into your relationship, because I actually read a study recently that talked about how when we get scared, we release all these chemicals and pheromones and all these juicy arousal chemicals. That's why when we watch like a horror movie, it's really good foreplay.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you could read my book together with, you know, whoever it is that you're hoping to get down and busy with. And
oh, I was like, do you want me and Aaron to read your book together? I don't know if that's going to work out.
Hey, whatever your kink is, right? Whatever your kink is.
You know, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely no judgment. And that's what we explore on my show, which is like,
Tell us the name of your show. Okay, so August also has a podcast radio show in the Los Angeles area, and tell us what it's called and what it's about.
Yeah, my show is called Girl Boner Radio.
Hold on. We need to emphasize that, because that's an amazing title. Girl Boner Radio. I love it. Okay, what's it about? Tell us.
It's where good girls go for sexual empowerment. So we explore female sexuality, and a lot of guys listen too. You know, it's a fun topic to explore, I think, for all of us. So it's all over the place. We talk about romance, and we talked about sensitive clitorises. We've talked about
this is so immature of me. Whenever I hear the word clitoris, I just have to giggle.
I know. Rain and I both looked at each other and were like, oh, what? No, that's awesome.
It's so funny because it's like on my show, you know, all these terms come up more frequently, and I sometimes forget that, like, I'll be out in public talking to my husband or a friend or something about my show or something I was talking about. All of a sudden, for some reason, I get really loud when I talk about female sexual anatomy. So I'm like, oh, God, in the middle of a store or something.
I'm totally going to drive home tonight and be like, hey, how's your clitoris doing today, Rain?
Just checking in with myself, yes.
Hey, there, man.
But you know what? This is the thing, August, and I think this is really great. And again, you know, the colleagues that we share in common and things, you know, it isn't taboo to talk about, the names of our body parts, which it shouldn't be taboo anyway, but I get the same feeling that Rain did. It's just natural in our mainstream society to like be like, oh, penis, you know, that kind of thing. It shouldn't be, but it is. And so I love that you and other people in our industry make it more comfortable to talk about these subjects. Thank you so much. Seriously.
And that's what makes Girl Boner so enticing. You all have to listen to it.
Yay.
Aw, thank you, ladies.
Of course. Thank you so much. What's a website that you would direct people to for either your book or the show or both or whatever?
You can actually find everything in my whole digital world, my show, my blog, social media links, all at augustmclaughlin.com. So that's the easiest place. It's August, like the month, and then McLaughlin, and the middle is spelled like laugh. So it's mclaughlin.com.
Okay, that's like the perfect way to spell your name, like, for people. That's great. I love it. You've done this before.
Yeah, I need to get you up on my show too, Erin.
Hey, with pleasure. I'd love to. Let's totally do it. So,
unintended. Sorry, I had to.
She's got a million of them, folks.
And that's why I didn't make it as a stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. We should tell the audience that Rain actually did do stand-up back in the day. And I remember when I met you, I was like, what? Like, because Rain is beautiful. And not that someone who's beautiful can't do stand-up, but it is kind of a rare thing to see a beautiful woman, like, really beautiful doing stand-up. So, like, because I think, I mean, tell me.
I played a character. It was called Rain Cat. You can Google it on YouTube. It's amazing. It's part of my best work. I just outgrew it, and now I'm a stylist, stand-up comedian. What?
Hello, matchmaker.
It's a great combination, man. I'm serious. I get so, as you know, Rain, I'm completely not in, I'm not a fashionista. I don't know anything about fashion. I can barely dress myself. And so when you're so non-intimidating and so funny, and it makes it really, really fun. So anybody out there who's thinking like, oh, I'm not really into figuring out style or intimidated by it, mm-hmm. you're like the perfect blend of, you know, making it accessible, which I love.
Yay! Yeah. I love it. No, seriously, I'm just, again, a big thanks to Rain for organizing the book signing that we're doing. Again, if you haven't heard it, I'm going to tell you again, on the 31st, Saturday the 31st, January 31st, at the Open Book in Valencia. Rain, thanks again for organizing us and having us be a part of this with you. It's amazing. First of all, and let's just go ahead and say, yay to women supporting each other.
Amen, sisters.
I mean, I don't know why that's still a thing, but
even if you all are not going to be in Valencia, we're still going to do a little giveaway to get everybody involved, because I know from my website, I want them to all meet Erin in August, and I know Erin wants all her pals to meet August and me, and so August wants, you know, we just, more friends the merrier.
Yes, awesome. And so, like Rain said earlier in the show, we're going to put all that info on our websites. You know, so let's just run down them real quick. So my website, if you don't know, thedatingadvicegirl.com. Rain's website,
stylebyrain.com.
Yes, with R-A-Y-N-E. And August's website, augustmclaughlin.com. So mclaughlin.com. Yay, I love that. Woohoo! So check out our websites again. And if you are in the L.A. area, or especially in Valencia or the Valley, if you're in Valencia, you have no excuse. Like, you're right there where we're going to be, so you should probably come out. We're really fun on the radio, and we're really fun in person, so it's going to be good.
And totally modest and humble.
Yeah, we're very modest and humble, exactly.
Very shy.
Yes.
Very, very shy.
Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left of the show. I mean, it always goes so fast. I hate it. It's always so fast in here. But is there any last comment you'd like to say to the audience, Rain, about what you do, your book, about the book signing, or just, hey, I love you guys, or whatever. Say something, last final words.
My goal is for you all to be fabulous wherever your day may take you.
Oh, that's really nice. Oh, Rain, that was really sweet.
Aww.
I know. Okay, same to you, August. Give us a final word from your end.
Thank you, ladies. I hope you have a beautiful girl boner embracing week. That's what I tell everyone.
Oh my gosh, I have nothing like that to say to everyone. That was amazing too. Like, I'm impressed.
You can just say clitoris.
I know, which would tie it up.
Nail clitoris. That's your new mantra.
There you go. And honestly, and there's where the comedy comes back. Her stand-up, tying it all back around, came back. But yes, I mean, you know what, this year, 2015, is already starting off on an amazing note, and I just want to say thanks to everyone again who supported my appearance on Lifetime's Big Women, Big Love last week, and I'm just really excited for what's happening this year. Stay tuned to all of our websites and all of our social media pages, which you can find on our websites, because there's a lot more coming from all of us this year. So yay. On that note, thanks so much for listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. We hope to see you next Saturday the 31st at the Open Book. All three of us will be there. You want to meet us in person. We're all adorable and fun. So there you go. Okay. All right. So we will see you there. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm living a single
notes.